Parshat Vayikra starts with Hashem calling Moshe Rabbeinu. The truth is, Hashem's been calling Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the whole Torah. By the Bereshit Moshe Lemor, you have it several times. There seems to be something special about the beginning of the Parsha. The manner in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him is the Lashon Kriya. And that's right on page 544. Vayikra el Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem elav, Me'ol Moed Lemor. The fact that Hashem was speaking to him from the Ol Moed could be construed as a Chiddush. That's something new, because the Ol Moed had just been built, as it were, or that's at least the chronology of how the Torah sets it up. We know, in fact, that Ein Mukdam Me'achar BaTorah, so if Hashem's calling from the Ol Moed, Min Hastam, the Ol Moed is already up and operative in some way, but that's not our concern for tonight. The focus on the idea that God called Moshe, and then it says Hashem spoke to Moshe, so what's the call separate from the speech? And into that, do the Bali Medrash have what to say? And from there, we'll go to the Sfat Emet. We need to know two psukim from the book of Tehillim, which become the focus of the medrash that we'll analyze this evening. And those are from the 103rd chapter of Tehillim. Baruch Hu Hashem malachav ki'iborei choach osei dvaro lishmoa bekol dvaro. Baruch Hu Hashem kol tzva'av misartav osei ritzono. God's angels are called to bless him. Those who are strong, ki'iborei choach, mighty in strength. Those who do his word, who hearken to or hear the voice of his speech. So it's osei dvaro and lishmo b'kol dvaro, both the asiya and the shmiya. Then all of the hosts of God should bless him. His mishartav is his servants. What would it say here? His ministers. Okay, those who attend the Almighty, as it were. Osei ritzono, those who do his will. Says the Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, line 10. Vayikra el Moshe. Rabbi Tanchum bar Chaniloi patach baruchu Hashem malachav. That's exactly the pasuk on line 3. Gibore choach osei dvaro v'chulei. Bamea katuv medaber. What is this pasuk talking about? Im ba'el yonim hakatuv medaber. If it's of the upper ones, the ones who are elevated, then halok varnemar baruchu Hashem kol tzva'av. We have another pasuk that seems to be more apt, because it says Baruch Hu Hashem kol tzva'av, all of his hosts. Ha einu medaber ela b'tachtonim. The first pasuk is in pasuk chaf is actually must be to the lower realms, el yonim, the ones who are in the higher realms. Al yedei she'en yuchlin la'amod b'tafkidav, since they can always stand up, in other words, to fulfill God's commands, His instructions. Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Neamar Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av Aval Tachtonim Al Yedei She'enem Yicholim Lamod B'Tafkidav. But the lower ones, it doesn't specify what the upper ones and the lower ones are. We'll come to that in a moment. Al Yedei She'enem Yicholim Lamod B'Tafkidav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Lekach Neamar Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav V'lo Kol Malachav. The Medrash here has contrasted. We're not exactly sure why. I mean, how does this relate to? It just says Vayikra Moshe. Rabbi Tanchum seems to have, it says it's so-and-so patach, means he opened. It's like he's giving a preamble to whatever section of the Torah or of Tanakh we're up to. You find this very much in Yonah Dioma on Megillat Esther. The Bali Medrash, both in the Gemara, Masechet Megillah, as well as in the various Midrashim, in Esther Rabbah and elsewhere, there's have a patach b'hai pitcha. They would open with the following introductory remarks that sort of frame the backdrop to which, or the assumptions that they come to understand the Megillah with, or the, in this case, the Sefer with. So Rabbi Tanchum says, well, he would open when he would learn Sefer Vayikra, right, that Sefer Vayikra somehow relates to these two psukim. The Medrash says, the Elyonim, the upper ones, that must be Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av, because those who are on high, they follow everything God says. But the ones who are below, they don't always, and not all of them do. Therefore, Baruch Hu Hashem. You can see line 3 on the front of the line, the beginning of the line, beginning of Pasuk Chaf. It's Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav. Chaf Aleph is Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Tzva'av. The sense of all of them versus a subset of them. It's kind of cryptic. What is the Medrash driving at? Why did Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi bring this up as the introductory piece to the Sefer? We'll come back to this Medrash shortly. First, let's delve right into, I think, a fairly accessible Svadimet from Taf Reish Mem Zayin. I'll let you judge if it's excessive or not. Line 17, about the angels on high and among us. Line 19, but Midrash Gibore Koach v'chulei. Who are the Gibore Koach? That's the Tachtonim she'enem yicholim lamod b'tafkidav. Remember, it said here that line 3, verse 20, Pasuk Chaf, is the lower ones that can't always hold up to God's edicts. And the upper ones is Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Right, so Tachtonim she'enem yicholim lamod b'tafkidav, k'tiv malachav lo kol malachav. Line 19, Peirush, meaning to say, ki kol ish Yisrael hu malach v'shaliach la'asot v'tzon aviv shebashamayim. Every Jew is an angel. Every Jew is an emissary to do the will of his Father in heaven. Whenever the Jew does a mitzvah, they can be called a malach. Ach el yonim, heim le'olam, dveikim b'shlichut hazeh. What differentiates those who are on high, the malachim on high and the malachim down below? Says the Sfarimet, the malachim on high never falter. They do what they have to do. They always remember that they're in the world, whether on high or down below, they function always knowing that they have a shlichut. V'tachtonim yesh bahem gashmiyut v'chilek gufani. Those who are of lower realms, we have physicality, we have a body. Uve'emet hatzadikim shekoshim et yitzram v'nikraim gibore koach k'mo shekatuv ezu gibor hakovesh et yitzro. Remember from Pirkei Avot, Ben Zoma teaches, who is the mighty one, the one who conquers their own inclination. So the tzaddik is actually someone who can conquer their own inclination. Ki hakoach hu haneshama, k'mo shekatuv v'zohar hakadosh b'pasuk asher timtzei etcha la'asot b'chorcha zu haneshama. According to the Zohar, koach is the word koach is a stand-in for the word neshama. That's a received limud. Ve'otan shemachnim hachomer v'agashmiut shebaguf el koach hanefesh v'haneshama heim malachim mamash. So I've come back to this theme now in various guises, whether it's in a Sefer Shoftim shir or in other shiurim that we've done, Sefer Ezra, this came up in, this is true in a broad sense, that the word malach really actually means emissary. In English we have two words, emissary and angel. But if you want to take an easy example, Vayishlach Yaakov malachim el Esav achiv, so literally that means Yaakov just sent a delegation to go find his brother. What does Rashi write there? Malachim mamash, literally angels. Okay, we have other examples where it seems to oscillate back and forth. Sometimes an ish is really a malach, and sometimes a malach is really a person. And Sefer Shoftim, which we're learning now Thursday mornings, this comes up repeatedly. That the malach comes up from a certain place. It turns out the malach was really a navi. Navim are sometimes called malachim. The Sfat Emet just says here, what is the matter is driving at? It wants to tell you that there are malachim on high and malachim who are sent down below. From a spiritual perspective, the difference is the malachim on high are always with God, and therefore, since the malachim down below are not always, the first verse, line 3, that's pasuk chaf, barachu Hashem malachav gibore choach. Who are the gibore choach who bless God? They are God's angels. Which angels? The angels who are in human form, and a human being who can perfect themselves can rise to the level of being angels. Like we say about a person, where you're like, that person's a malach. So the Sadamah says, yes, that person is a malach. That's correct. They haven't denied their physicality, but they've tamed it, controlled it, refined it, whatever language you want to use, in order to be in a place, spiritually speaking, where they have risen to the level of being malachim. And for those of us who grew up in a more rationalistic milieu, we have orders of existence. So we understand that there are inanimate objects, and then there are animate objects. There are living creatures who are just vegetation, level of vegetation. Then we have a next level of animals that are alive, that have locomotion and the like, and higher functioning brain functioning, intellectual power. And then we come to human beings, and we're the pinnacle of physical existence. Then, as spiritual people, we say, well, this other realm called angels, that's like another separate magisteria. And what you see here in this Medrash, at least in the Sfat Emet's iteration, is there's much more of a continuum. That really you can have an angel, which is a creation of God, and a human being, a creation of God, which share certain characteristics. And particularly, Jewish people, according to the Sfat Emet, are Malachei Hashem. We're sent a Shlichim of Hashem. I underline the line. What makes you potentially a malach and a shaliach? That we have the mission, we have the orders in hand. That's the mitzvahs themselves, the Torah. We have that pathway, we have that communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of viewing things in a binary fashion or in an atomized fashion, right? Datzcham, Domeim, Tzomeh, Chai, Medaber, four levels. And then above that, there's still these angels, the supernal intelligences that are beyond physicality and exist, you know, as some higher order of being from a spiritual perspective. Just know that a human being can get there. And this Medrash wants to already set up, and you can already now start filling in the blank, that there could be a human being who's risen to such a high level that they're practically like a malach. That's his idea. Okay. Now, we'll go. Sorry.
He can be a malach. It is when he does.
Yeah, he becomes a malach.
For that instant, whatever the mitzvah that you're doing or whatever.
Exactly. Whatever becomes a malach, and if you're on a high enough level, you could actually stay on that level to be a malach. We're going to come to some examples shortly. You'll see momentarily. Right? But what it comes to, and by the way, I'll just give you a few more examples while we're on the subject. I'll give examples from Sefer Shoftim. There's a Sefer at the end of Tanakh, the last book of Tanakh, from the perspective of Nevuah, not of all of Tanakh, but of Nevuah. It's called Malachi, which in English would be my angel, but it's not clear. Was Malachi a malach? Or was Malachi really a Navi? It sounds like Malachi is actually a Navi. The question is, who is Malachi? Was that actually a person? So some say no, maybe it was Ezra Sofer's other name was Malachi. So this is a discussion about it. It's not exactly resolved. There are many such examples where this comes up. In the Sefer, known as Sefer Malachi, refers to the Kohen, Ki Sifte Kohen Yishmeru Dat, V'Torah Yivakshu Mipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzivakot Hu, etc. He's like an angel of God. He's a human being, yeah. But he's risen to that level owing to his refinement, perfection, etc.
So
is that it? Huh? Atzadik, exactly, atzadik. And you'll see, since he's Hasidish, and obviously you're Hasidish too, you'll see he's going to come to exactly that doctrine about the tzaddik rises to that level and somehow attains it or stays there. We'll come to it shortly, but he has a particular idea about it. Now, lines 28 through 32 is the rest of the Medrash. I gave you half the Medrash, lines 9 through 14. Here's the other half, lines 28 through 32. Okay? So the Medrash continues. It's analyzing word by word. So what we got up to on line 3 is Baruch Hashem Malachav Giborei Choach. Next words, Osei Dvaro Lishmo B'Kol Dvaro. You got it? That's on line 3? Okay? So now go back to line 28. Osei Dvaro Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Acha Amar B'Yisrael She'amdu Lifnei Har Sinai HaKatuv Medaber. This part of the Pasuk must be referring, according to Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Acha, this is the Jewish people standing on Har Sinai. She'ikdimu Asiya Lishmiya Ve'amru Kol Asher Diber Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. What do you see here? Osei Dvaro Lishmoa b'kol dvaro, right? So that's why it lists it that way. In other words, the Jewish people at Sinai attained the level of being malachim. Lishmoa b'kol dvaro. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, the first person who spoke, speaks again. Benoig shebaolam masui shekashel echad. If there's a burden to be carried, the way of the world, a burden to be carried, it's hard for one. Shekashel echad noach lishnayim v'lishnayim noach l'arba. Right? If you have a burden that's tough for one person to carry, then it'd be easier for two. Hard for two, then use four. But could it be that there could be a burden that is difficult for 600,000 to bear that one person could carry? All of the Jewish people stand at Mount Sinai and they say to God, Im yosim anachnu lishmoa, etc. Right? If we'll continue to hear from God, what do they tell Moshe Rabbeinu? We're going to die. We can't survive. What do they say? You go. You go, Moshe. We'll do it. Moshe shomea kol adibur atzmo v'chaya. Moshe can hear it. He can live. He can survive. Teidalecha shehu kein. You should know that this is in fact the case. Shemi kulan, from all of the Jews, lokara el Moshe. Because in the end, God called only to Moshe. Lekach ne'amar vayikra el Moshe. So the Medrash here now has brought us full circle to understand Vayikra El Moshe is not just that it's a call, but it's a signal about the high spiritual stature of Moshe Rabbeinu as such. And we learn this from this pasuk. Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibor Echoach Osei Dvaro Lishmo B'Kol Dvaro. First, the Jewish people. And the contrast is Kol Tzva'av, means God's entire host. That means all of his angels. That's all of them. They don't falter, they don't change, but we possibly do. So it's a subset within the Jewish people that can rise to that level. When the Jewish people are on that level, we got to say Nasav Anishma, etc. Line 36. B'medrash Baruch Hashem Malachav. This is in Tuf Reish Nun Chet. Came back to it. B'medrash Baruch Hashem Malachav. Tachtonim she'enim yicholim la'amod b'tafkidav ne'amar malachav v'lo kol malachav. Fine, we saw that already. 37. Osei dvar lishmo v'chulei. V'doresh al Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Shekulam amru. Everybody said im yosim v'chulei. U'Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom shomea v'chai. He can hear it and he can live. Perush, line 38. She'enim yicholim la'amod b'tafkidav l'gmor ha'mitzvah b'shleimut. None of them was on a par to be able to withstand God's commands, his instructions, or directives, to finish the mitzvah entirely. Just as it was with Melechet HaMishkan, which you just read about less than a week ago, Parshat Pekudei, which was what? Shemoshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Hikim Et HaMishkan. In the end, it says in the Torah, mysteriously, that Moshe Rabbeinu, they bring it to Moshe, and Moshe built the Mishkan. So he's the only one able to do it. Ve'ein HaMitzvah Nikreit Ela Al Mi Shegomra. The mitzvah of the Binyan HaMikdash, or Mishkan in this case, is called after the one who actually completed it. V'nei HaGmar V'tachlit Shal HaMaaseh Lavo Mitocha El Hashmiya. The end point, the completion of the action of Maaseh, like Nasev Anishma, which means fulfilling a mitzvah, is going to be what? To arrive from there. That's the foundation upon which is going to be built the capacity for Shmiya, to be able to hear things that are happening, meaning to hear from God. Line 40, Kemo Shekatuv, that's the acronym, Osei Dvaro Lishmo B'Kol Dvaro. Dichtiv, as it says, we all know this pasuk very well from the book of Mishlei, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. A mitzvah is like a candle, and Torah is like a light. Im Kain, he says, Tachlit HaMitzvah, the purpose, the destination of the mitzvahs, the function of it, is lahachin haner, to prepare the candle, ulahalot mitocho or Torah, and to cause the light of Torah to rise from the candle that was set up. In other words, the candle is a mitzvah. By doing mitzvahs, the illumination that results in the aggregate from the accomplishment of mitzvahs is being able to be zoche to the Torah or. Who rose to that level? Bar none, Moshe Rabbeinu. How's that? Well, he was the one actually in the end who built the Mishkan, meaning he finished it, meaning no one else felt that they were worthy to make it happen, spiritually speaking, but he could, and he did. And therefore he goes from there to Shmiya. First came the building, the Asiya, then after the building comes the Shmiya. Right? So idea here is, and that's the end of, we won't look up the pasuk now, but the end of Sefer Shemot, right? It actually describes that he's the one who actually assembles the Mishkan. They bring it to him, and he's the one who puts it together as such. Line 41. Tachlit imkein, tachlit mitzvah, lahachin aner ulahalot mitoch or Torah, ve'alze amr nasev nishma. Lizakot el or Torah, next page, al yedei ner mitzvah. What is ki ner mitzvah Torah or? You want to get to Torah or? You need candles to make light. What are the candles? Mitzvahs. The aggregate of enough candles enables you to be able to access the light of the Torah. V'chein hu b'chol prat ish Yisrael. This is true for every single Jew. V'zehu, and that's what we say in our davening every single day in the Birchot Kriyat Shema and the bracha that comes after we finish the three paragraphs of the Shema. Ashrei ish sheyishma lemitzvotecha. Right? Davka to be able to hear. Ki b'chol mitzvah yesh b'koach ha-Torah shayach lemitzvah zu. In every mitzvah is actually the power of Torah itself that's attached to that mitzvah. Vosei dvaro al dat kein kidei lishmoa. Anyone who does the word of God, who fulfills mitzvahs with the mindset that that's what they're looking for, kidei lishmoa, yicholin lavo lezeh. Lachain katuv, therefore it says, Vayikra el Moshe. What the Sfat Emet just did, in case you weren't paying close attention, is he just linked the end of the book of Shmot to the beginning of the book of Vayikra. In what merit does God call out to Moshe? Or rather, in what merit can Moshe hear that God is calling to him? In the merit of the fact that he was the one who appreciated that the ending of the construct of the Mishkan was the enabler for being able to hear the call of God. There's a related Torah to this that is among my favorite. I have a few favorites, but among my favorites of the Sfaramet. I didn't reproduce it here. It's based on a Torah of the Ramban that the Sfaramet analyzes, where he says, he asks the question, how is it that from the entire world, the only one who was chosen to be Avram Avinu was Avram Avinu? God spoke to him. It seems very unceremonious. Sfaramet says, he quotes the Ramban, but then this is his thesis based on the Ramban. He says, actually, Hashem was calling everybody, but Avram Avinu was the only one who heard. And that's how he became Avram Avinu. If there would have been other people who would have been spiritually attuned to it, they would have gotten the message too. God would have said to them, Lechcha me'artzecha. Why is Avram Avinu chosen? Sfaramet says, because his spiritual stature was refined enough that he heard the wavelength. He heard the signal. He knew God was telling him, go. Then he was zochet to nevuah. He took the time to listen. He refined, right? You have the descriptions in Chazal. He's breaking the idols. According to the Rambam, he's spending many years, decades in fact. He's in his 40s till he figures it out. You know, there's something wrong here. I can't believe in this. At the beginning, he's an Ovid of Odazar like everybody else as a kid. According to the Rambam, according to others, he's much younger. Chazal have a medrash that he was only 3 years old. He's a spiritual prodigy. Some kids play the violin. He knew about the soul. So he knew about this.
Gemara where it talks about two, I think Rabbi Yochanan and somebody else, they're walking, and one of them hears about going back and learning. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just not familiar with it. It means not there.
Okay.
To wit, I never heard that. I don't know, but it could be. And the other person with him didn't hear it?
No.
I have to look it up.
So Rabbi Yochanan realized that he was
being told this is what you have to do. Interesting. Okay. This Sfat Emet over here, the point of it is similar. You want to understand what Vayikra Moshe means? The ability for Moshe Rabbeinu to hear the call from Hashem was bound up with the fact that at the end of the last book, of all the people in the Jewish nation, the one who was Osei Dvaro more than anyone else was Moshe Rabbeinu. So in other words, Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibore Choach Osei Dvaro Lishmo Bekol Dvaro. But then the Sfat Emet, as is the way of Chassidut, it's not just about Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew can aspire to this. In every mitzvah that you do, you're setting things up to be able to get to a higher level, so to speak, to appreciate the Torah or that is in each and every discrete action, which is a mitzvah. Each one is a ner that in the aggregate makes you ready for the Torah or. And that's what he says, that's what's in every Jew. Ashra isha yishma lemitzvotecha. Not just that you're doing it, but that you're actually thinking, as I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm thinking, this is so that I can hear the voice of God in my life. That doesn't have to be nevuah. We'd like that, but it's necessarily going to be the case. But that's Vayikra El Moshe. Hashem calls out to Moshe. Moshe had been earned it already, if nothing else, for so many other reasons. But why Vayikra El Moshe from the Ol Moed? Because he actually made the Ol Moed. He created the framework, not created, but he assembled the framework that Hashem had commanded, and therefore was meritorious to receive it.
Those happen to be the words on the parochas in the manger. Ki ner mitzvah of the Torah or.
That's true. Appropriate. We're in the right place. Torah or Torah.
One question. When you compare the two, obviously the second pasuk, like we said, is the malach. The first pasuk is those who can attain it for whatever the instance. If it's Moshe, Moshe did it for a while, he's not a malach, exactly. The major difference there is Dvaro and Ritzono. Rep Osei Dvaro, Osei Ritzono.
Okay.
So what is there something there? Is Dvaro Ritzono is you get it. You get what God, where the... Everything is going on. His what he wants.
Well
his
said.
Strategy.
Dvaro is Hashem. It's like a speech.
Correct. It's just.
It's a mitzvah. It's given. I love it. And Osei Ritzono, the Ratzon is not expressed in the same way. It doesn't need to be. The Malachim are in another order of existence, right? But also, you see, by the way, and it's interesting here also that you have this idea here which we'll come to in a minute, did you notice, and here comes the next piece of the Sfat Emet, so I'm kind of foreshadowing, did you notice that it says Osei and then Osei for both of them? But that for the people one, right, it then goes on to say Lishmoa, and for the Malachim it doesn't say that? Now look at this Sfat Emet next. The constancy of the angels and the righteous. Medrash Baruch Hashem Malachav, line 48. Tachtonim Shem Nicholim Lamod. Just quoting the Medrash. Kasha. De'eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Bava Tironia Im Briotav. It's very strange. Because God doesn't come to castigate His creatures. It sounds like a put down. Oh, the angels, they get it. But the people, eh, not all the time. Why? Why would it be that way? Why are Chazal trying to convey that idea? Achapeiru She'enim Yicholim Lamod B'tav Kidav. It's not a castigation of human beings. It's a recognition of our limitations. We're not able to withstand, to stand up, to do His will all the time. Because while it is absolutely true that every Jew has a special point that is dedicated, as it were, to God, that makes this human being a malach, in the manner of a malach, line 50, but we can't always, we don't have that constancy that we could be there all the time. It's intermittent. Like the Mamar Chazal, you don't have a person that doesn't have their own time. It's a riff on those words. But anyway. The definition of the Malach, in the sense of Malachim, like in Shemayim, or from Shemayim, that's that they're always that way. Achein miklal yisanitotzef koach litzadike hador liyota mamash kemalachim. From klal Yisrael, meaning, this is a big doctrine, obviously in Chassidut, don't have time to parse the whole thing, that tzadik gets his strength from the nation entire. Miklal Yisrael, nitotzef koach litzadike hador liyota mamash kemalachim, kemoshe katov, in the book of Malachi, dome lemalach Hashem tzvakot. Remember? I quoted you before. V'hinei b'nei Yisrael hikdimu nasa l'nishma k'malachei asharit k'malachei katuv chazal, as the Gemara describes, migila raze lebanai sh'malachei asharit mishtam shimbo, that a voice from heaven proclaimed the Jewish people said nasa v'nishma. The Gemara says in Masachet Shabbat, who revealed this secret to my children? The malachei asharit used this language. V'achar kach ibdu nasa, they lost nasa. Where did they lose it? At chet ha'egel. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom lo haya bichlal hachet. He was not related to the chet. He was not at the chet. He's totally disconnected from the chet. V'lachein ishar bo hakdam azu. He could still keep to where he had been before. V'lachein itkayim bo lishmoa bekol dvaro. Kmo shekatuv vayikra lashon shemalachei asharet mishtam shibo kmo shekatav Rashi. Therefore, in him was the fulfillment of that he could hear the voice of Hashem, as it says, Vayikra. Vayikra is the language that the angels used. Look at lines 58 to 59, the first Rashi, in fact, or the second, well, it's in the first Rashi. It is the first Rashi, I take it back. On the Sefer, Vayikra el Moshe, l'chol dibrot, l'chol amirot, l'chol tzivuyim, kadma kriya lashon chiba. For all of the dibrot, every time it says in the whole Torah, Vayidibrot Shem Moshe Limor, Vayor Hashem, and then it says tzav, there was always a call. First, Hashem called out to Moshe in a manner of being beloved. Lashon, the language, Shemalachei Hashart Mishtam Shimbo, the language that the ministering angels use, Shenemar Vikara Ze El Ze. Remember, like we say every single day. Vikara Ze El Ze, Moshe Rabbeinu was on that level. Vayikra El Moshe. Shem calling out to him as such. Okay. The Yalkut Shimoni has the following line, which we'll see for the next part here in this same Torah, line 62. Karya, this is from the beginning of creation. Karya Rachmana Linahora Upakdea Mitzvata Diyamama. God called to the light and commanded it with regard to all the mitzvot of the day. Karya Rachmana Lechashucha Upakdea Mitzvata Dilailaya. God then called out to the darkness and charged the darkness with the mitzvot of the night. Says the Sfat Emet, V'hu hit galut ikar chiyut ha'pnimiu. This, by the way, line 64 is a continuation of line 55. Yeah? I just hit enter so I can put in those sources. V'hu hit galut ikar chiyut ha'pnimiu. K'mo shekatuv, Vayikra la'or yom, V'amru chazal, Kai rachmana l'nohono pakteh ha'mitzvot li'yamama. We see Vayikra, the first time the word Vayikra appears in the Torah, Vayikra laor yom, velachoshech kara laila. So Vayikra, vahu hitdabku tanivra behabore. It is the cleaving of that which is created to the Creator. The Creator, God, called out to the day and gave it a mission. The Creator called out to Moshe Rabbeinu and gave him a mission. But it shows the connection between the creation and the Creator. And so it is the cleaving of the created, one to the other, to nullify themselves together toward their Creator, may he be blessed. May his name be blessed. Line 66. When the Jewish people said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I quoted it here, line 71, you talk for us, or with us, and we will hear it. Lasher nitnu kochal Moshe Rabbeinu lava shalom. They gave their power away to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lachein ba'et shenito mehem ma'alatam. Therefore, at the time when they took away their exaltedness, zachu lekabel ma'amar yashamid barach al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu lava shalom. Even though they lost their grandeur, meaning because of the chet ha'egel, nonetheless they were zocha. They merited to get the word of God through Moshe. V'zayah kol tikunam acharkach l'asher amru zeh l'shem shamayin k'mon shekatuv heitivu asher diberu. This in the end was correct, and as it were, this was their fixing. Even though it seemed like they were giving it away, and on line 71 in the book of Shemot, the truth is Hashem Himself acknowledged this was correct. So you see, line 74, krav ata ushama. The notion of the Shmia, meaning the hearing, meaning of the high level of relationship, hearing the voice of God and vice versa. They gave it away to Moshe Rabbeinu because of they were overwhelmed with what had occurred. In the end, they were not on such a high level, not a high enough level, and ends up with Chet Egel, etc. But the idea of the Sfat Emet here is, what are the first three words, Vayikra El Moshe, Chazal trying to convey what a powerful and high level Moshe Rabbeinu was at, and the degree to which he is a paradigm for, or a role model for, where people can reach an exalted level of not just the Asiya, but of the Shmiya. Ashrei ish sheyishma lemitzvotecha v'torat chodvarcha yasim al libo. Ad kan.